Chapter 15. Now the lot for the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families, reached the border of Edom, southward to the wilderness of Zin, at the extreme south. Their south border was from the lower end of the Salt Sea, from the bay that turns to the south. Then it proceeded southward to the ascent of Akrabim, and continued to Zin, then went up by the south of Kadesh Barnea, and continued to Hezron, and went up to Adar, and turned about to Karka. It continued to Asmon, and proceeded to the brook of Egypt, and the border ended at the sea. This shall be your south border. The east border was the Salt Sea, as far as the mouth of the Jordan. And the border of the north side was from the bay of the sea at the mouth of the Jordan. Then the border went up to Beth Hogla and continued on the north of Beth Araba. And the border went up to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. The border went up to Debir from the valley of Achor and turned northward toward Gilgal, which is opposite the ascent of Adumim, which is on the south of the valley. And the border continued to the waters of En-Shemesh, and it ended at En-Rogel. Then the border went up the valley of Ben-Hinnom to the slope of the Jebusite on the south, that is, Jerusalem. And the border went up to the top of the mountain which is before the valley of Hinnom to the west, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim toward the north. From the top of the mountain, the border curved to the spring of the waters of Nephtoah, and proceeded to the cities of Mount Ephron. Then the border curved to Baalah, that is, Kiriath-Jearim. The border turned about from Baalah westward to Mount Seir, and continued to the slope of Mount Jearim on the north, that is, Kesalon, and went down to Beth Shemesh, and continued through Timnah. The border proceeded to the side of Ekron northward. Then the border curved to Shikaron, and continued to Mount Baalah, and proceeded to Jabneel, and the border ended at the sea. The west border was at the great sea, even its coastline. This is the border around the sons of Judah, according to their families. Now he gave to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, a portion among the sons of Judah, according to the command of the Lord to Joshua, namely, Kiriath Arba, Arba being the father of Anak, that is, Hebron. Caleb drove out from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, and Ahiman, and Talmai, the children of Anak. Then he went up from there against the inhabitants of Debir. Now, the name of Debir formerly was Kiriath Sefer. And Caleb said, "The one who attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, I will give him Aksa, my daughter, as a wife." Othniel, the son of Kenaz, the brother of Caleb, captured it, so he gave him Aksa, his daughter, as a wife. It came about that when she came to him, she persuaded him to ask her father for a field. So she alighted from the donkey, and Caleb said to her, "What do you want?" Then she said, "Give me a blessing. Since you have given me the land of the Negev, give me also springs of water." So he gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the sons of Judah, according to their families. Now the cities at the extremity of the tribe of the sons of Judah, toward the border of Edom in the south, were Kabzeel and Eder and Yagur, and Kinna and Dimona and Adada, and Kedesh and Hazor and Ithnan, Ziph and Telem and Bealeth, and Hazor Hadada, and Kiriath Hezron, that is, Hazor, Amam and Shema Molada, and Hazar Gada, and Heshmon and Beth Pelet, and Hazar Shual, and Beersheba, and Biziothia, and Beala, and Lim, and Ezem, and Eltolad, and Kezel, and Horma, and Ziklag, and Madmana, and Sansana, and Labaoth, and Shilim, and Ain, and Rimmon, in all 29 cities with their villages. In the lowland, Eschatol and Zora and Ashna and Zanoa and Enganim, Tapua and Inam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Soka and Azeka, Sha'arim and Adithaim and Gedara, Gederothaim, 14 cities with their villages. Zanan and Hadasha, and Migdal-Gad, and Dilein, and Mizpah, and Joktiel, Lachish, Bozkath, and Eglon, and Kabon, and Lamas, and Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth-Dagon, and Naamah, and Makeda, 16 cities with their villages, Libna, and Ether, and Ashan, and Ipta, and Ashna, and Nezib, and Kila, and Akzib, and Marisha, 9 cities with their villages. Ekron with its towns and its villages, from Ekron even to the sea, all that were by the side of Ashdod with their villages. Ashdod, its towns and its villages, Gaza, its towns and its villages, as far as the brook of Egypt and the great sea, even its coastline. In the hill country, Shamir and Jeter and Soka, and Dana and Kiriath Sanaa, and Kiriath Sana, that is Debir, and Anab and Eshtemo and Anim, and Goshen, and Holon, and Gilo, 11 cities with their villages. Arab, and Duma, and Ashan, and Janum, and Beth Tapua, and Ekbaka, and Humta, and Kiriath Arba, that is Hebron, and Zior, 9 cities with their villages. Maon, Carmel, and Ziph, and Judah, and Jezreel, and Joktim, and Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah, 10 cities with their villages. Halhul, Beth-Zur, and Gedor, and Meroth, and Beth-Anath, and Elktakan, 6 cities with their villages. Kiriath-Baal, that is Kiriath-Jearim, and Rabbah, 2 cities with their villages. In the wilderness, Beth-Araba, Midin and Sakaka, and Nibshan, and the city of Salt, and Engedi, 6 cities with their villages. Now as for the Jebusites, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the sons of Judah could not drive them out, so the Jebusites live with the sons of Judah at Jerusalem until this day.